bonsem ye. Oh bonsem mama. Nyankopon bonsem ye. Hallelujah. Obia and sorry nine, so everybody stand. Everybody should stand up. Oya brewa. Oya brewa na obia jina ho na wote ho. Ha. Onya brewa. Young girl like you are sitting down. People are standing. Put your hands together for the Lord one more time. Amen. How many of you are happy to be here? We are happy to be here. We who came from Kumasi, we are very happy to be here. If you are not happy to be here, our car is outside. I bet you name one San Kumasi. If you are Kumasi, so they are what? I bet when you are just saw what they are born, send my Yesu. Yes. Na sire ka ho. Uh-huh. Smile. Don't be looking too serious. Amen. Amen. But we are happy to be here. This is the first time this is the second time that I have come into this compound. Obiawa hasi. Obiawa hasi. Uh-huh. But and then the first time Ejina hasi me preachy. And I'm very happy to be here. You freaking tampo and ebano. Now you work in Tampo Wednesday and Thursday. You work Techiman Friday and Saturday. Is it a good thing? We are very happy to be here. And the reason why we can be here is because we have a father who has built us a nice, big, nice church in Techiman. Please put your hands together for Bishop Dagi Ward Mills. Yes. Bonsemano, bonsemano ye. One bow sema mana. Uh-huh. Yes. One bow sema ye bema watina bon thing. I say we need J and say you see dying we say. So Utimu. Okay, he's a very great man. If you moye omoye nyankupon aso for our reasimu sisia nansenya. Aha. Omoye great. Do you understand great? Yes. Great is what in chi? Omudimu, is that correct? Yes. At 3-4 no. Or can we be? As I say. And I have good news for you. Or your old papa. Or your old pastor. Or your old bishop. When teach him for me, son, come in, baby. I'm free by an answer. Yeah. You see? You don't understand. Oh, nanka, oh papa, you're president, tanka. Oh, namanka, why you won't say? Yeah, me a president, back. Oh, nanka, why you won't say? Oh, papa, a bishop, Dagi Ward Mills. Bonsema, oh, your host house. Ah. Yeah. It's such a huge blessing. That's why we can come here. Yeni naya beye ebusian four. What I say, maybe to Kumasi, me free voter, but minimum what Techiman has say for 2 days. It's a blessing, isn't it? Oh no, and I wait me, I'm an abemu. Uh huh. And then I want us to put our hands together also for Bishop Christian Mensah. Oh, come the moana, say, my bread. Yes, Bishop Chris. It's a real man of God. And I used to be in Tamale. I was in church in Tamale before I went to Kumasi. And he has been my friend since when I was in Tamale. He's a nice person. I don't know whether you know, but he's a nice person. But one of the things that I admire about Bishop Chris is that he has great faith. Like, he believes that God will do great things. Yeah, impossible things. He's not afraid of impossible things. Yeah, he believes. And I'm not like that. Yeah, because if you are in Techima and you are feeling cool there, if you are in Kintampo and you are feeling happy there, and then they bring you here to land with bush, and then you say build church, building big like this. Well, some of you, small thing they say you should do. Now we muna. Oh, yeah, one no, one no, to me, yet, tin, say, oh, Rene, yeah, I'm in here. Say, say. Because they've given you some work and you don't want to do it. But he was brought here. He said, build a church here. Look at the church that he has built for you. Very nice church. You know, and I like working with him because menene nante aho oma megidi ekosro oma megidi se nyankopon betimi aye ade a eso oh aha. Put your hands together for this man of God. Very, very great man of God. Said am oye na mombo musu meko bebi anfiri bae. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's a blessing for me to be here. You know, when I said let's do this thing, he said, let's do it. That's how come you are here. And I believe that in these few days that we're going to be here, today and tomorrow, we're going to be very, very blessed. Amen. So hey, Kasano, stop talking. And close your eyes. And pray. Yeah, bonpire. Oh, bonpire, ma oho. Se nyankopon bebie waso na as in sema obeka akere o ewa ha sei enene echina no obetini ye na wati ase enso bompa ye se nyankopo bebie wakoma na asem no etimi ewura wakoma mu ye se de ebeya ofri ha obetimi edi asem no ho ejuma na asem no abeye inshira amao. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, speak to me. Open my ears so I will hear you. May your word come to me clearly in the name of Jesus. Open my heart to receive your word. May my heart be good soil. May it be fertile ground. May the seeds that fall into my heart, may they sprout. May they become seedlings and grow and become trees. In the mighty name of Jesus, that will bring me a blessing. May free her akofieno and nenechinano a free and nekosi a fee yeno na my yenshira na bibi asasa ma bra bomu obia oni mi bia behu se no cre nyankopon ashasie e ye adia kesie bi mwakumemu. Pray. Don't keep quiet. Open your mouth and talk to God and say, Lord, I don't want to come here and waste my time. I don't want to come here and waste my time. I have come here to be blessed. I have come here to be affected. I have come here to take something home. I have come here to take something good home. And so, Lord, my eyes are open. My ears are open. My heart is open. My hands are also open. Give me something to take back home from this place in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for the opportunity we have to be here for a few hours today and a few hours tomorrow. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who is here. Thank you for angels that are flying all over this place. Thank you that, Lord, you have come here to be with us because you love little children. You love little children. Your word says to let the children come to me as the children have come to you. Lord, we are asking that you will do in us what you have brought us here to do. Every word you have purposed to speak to us, Lord, may it come to us freely. May we hear your word. May we understand it. Lord, may we get wisdom from the words we will hear. Our hearts will be changed. Our lives will be transformed. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing in this place. In Jesus' name. Everybody shout aloud, amen. Na bon say my Jesus. Nothing else. Okay. Now, I want us to do some rearrangement. You see, I've seen some small children. You know something? Do me a favor. You see the chairs on the other end, the black ones. If you arrange them here like this, you see, like this, and then we'll bring these people who are the back there into it. Then yes, so that they can come closer. Even there are some of them walking about inside here. Yeah. Hallelujah. Are you ready to be blessed?
It feels far away. See, see. Come, let it come in front of you where you are here. These chairs are for distinguished guests. Because muko school aye ye mass speaker. I say, honorable minister, member of parliament, honorable DC, then distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. We monone distinguished guests no. Mona mo ye, ladies and gentlemen. So I want some distinguished guests. You see, please, you know who the distinguished guests are. For example, this is a distinguished guest. This one's, all these people here are all distinguished guests. Yes, come. You're a distinguished guest number one. Go and sit in front. Distinguished guests, all distinguished honorable ministers. Yes. Beautiful. See, there is too many rows. It will be far. Yes. So, 1, 2, 3 is enough. 1, 2, 3 is enough. Sister, only distinguished guest. Only distinguished. Oh, yeah, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. Yes, even this yellow one, distinguished guest can sit on yellow one. So what's your name? Queenslav. Queenslav, you want to be a distinguished guest? Come, let me show you some place you can sit. Come and sit here. It's a good place for it. Yes, Queenslav. Queenslav. The love of a queen. Wow. Yes. The honorable members. Ahana mabano. Oh, yeah, Rafa. Me butu, eh? Same time, I'm saying, free, chill, and bend him, no. So, oh, yeah, now, ma. You now, you see. Me butu, ah, be ya. You need a brain, ah, say no. How many need a brain, ah, say? When him, no, ah, say? Over here, they want to say, what do you watch it? Is it what you want to say? Hey, we have come, we are serious. You can ask one more line, yes, so that, yeah. Please put your hands together for all the distinguished guests. I'm still seeing some of them. Yes, yellow moon, yes. Beautiful. Great. Now, Maminka se minchemo. Me preachia. Nyoma me pe, eni nyoma me chiri. Me ka chiremo ato ha ansana. Eni nyoma me chiri. On sorry, enko junso. I just said, akakakra. Nah, but in yam my idea, on junso. Yet me preachia in junso. That's Adebakwa Michi. Adebakwa, second one, I'm Michi. Me preachia on kasa. Eh? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? So, unko junso, number one, me pe. On kasa. Adea me pe. Me preachia. Best say, oh, seriously, come on. Everybody smile, let me see. Smile. Otherwise, the food will eat break time, you won't eat some. Smile. Everybody, sister. Like this. Everybody do it. Hey, why are you old men and old women who have come? I will not preach. If you don't smile, I will not preach. Everybody smile. Smile like this. Fachero Yonko say fair. Is my smile nice? Yes. Don't smile. Oh, you are who? The two of you. Why are they there? They look like okay, there's another set. But they should rather sit on this side because there are more people on this side than here. They look abandoned, neglected. Yes. Okay. Great. And I will question you, why? Sister, why? It's now. It's good. Okay. So now, so I can give a speech. So, honorable members of parliament, honorable ministers, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, you are welcome to Strong Christian Conference, Techiman 2024. Yes. Yes. And I want to announce to you that so long as you have come here, when you are bahane there, oh, the insurable be fear by all means. Jimmy, so amen. Jimmy, so amen. When you are bahane there, oh, the insurable be fear or yes to deem. Your amen is not good. Amen. You are looking like what I'm saying. You don't like it, sister. You. Your name is what? Eh? Inshira. Felicia. I don't like that. My mother's name is Felicia. So you are doing that. You are not even smiling. Don't do that. Amen. All the conferences have a topic. We call it a theme. The topic for Techiman SCC, Strong Christian Conference, Techiman 2024. Next year, by the grace of God, the topic will be different. But this year, the topic is on the wall. It's just on my shirt. It's zealously affected always. Everybody say it. Zealously affected. Say zealously affected always. Zealously affected always. Zealously affected always. Show yonko in unaka zealously. O yonko. See. Zealously. And smiles. You are looking. Techiman, we don't, you know, here this time we don't smile here. Yes. Sit down. And say zealously affected always. Now do your finger like this. And zealously point at her. Zealously affected always. Listen, all those of you are like grown, like 30. How old are you? 14. Don't do like it is a like you are doing in Kolankola thing. Otherwise I'll let you go and sit outside. Look, I have sat in a car from Kumasi to come here to do or to preach to you the word of God, which is able to make you wise. Are you hear what I'm telling you? I don't want anybody to, hey, don't do that, don't do this, don't do, you'll fall asleep. I don't want anybody to think that, oh, we have come here now. No, look at the grown-ups who are sitting down here. Couldn't you have been at work or somewhere and you are here? We are very serious. And the topic that I have chosen for Techiman is a very, very important topic. Yeah. Because what I am going to preach to you, what I'm going to show to you is that anybody, listen to me very carefully. The Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Are you following me? Then the Bible also says that it is by wisdom that a house is built. So it means that as you are sitting down here in this church, if one day you'll be able to build your own house, you won't rent and you'll be able to build your own house, what you are going to use to build your own house one day and be a house owner is wisdom. And that wisdom, it comes from the fear of the Lord. And so I have come here to preach to you the fear of the Lord. So that you start to get fear. Nyankopon suro. Se wo suro nyankopon no. And no nemao nyansa. Look, all the things that we do in the world here, on mine we say Ghana, said the Ghana I know. Aye nyansa. And I've insulted somebody. Yeah. Nyansa mbi wo abroche a eye juma. Enti na abroche te said the etie no. And na nyansa mbi nso so wo Ghana ha say eye juma. And na ama Ghana so aye said the etie no. Nyansa mi nu we no. Enso so aye that is it. And you are the chief person. No difference. Enso so is like consequence. Aha, so soon, yeah, ewo mu. Yes. Hey, leave the boy. Talk, look at me. If you, baby, I will free no. Baby, I will too, you know. Said they are hot, you know. Almost 100%. Unia, son, I was so, baby. I just a young coupon, a year baby, as a son. Am I telling lies? Yeah. I'm telling you something. Baby, I a woo too, you know. I will need, you know. Huh? Say, if you know what you know, toilet in Nina say, you're quite a bonting, a toilet. Unia. Very, very possibly. Also, if you are bet, and yet, it's not a case, and you say, you are born. I'm not saying, you will grow up, you will rent a house where there is no toilet because you are, that is normal. It's normal. I just a nyanse biba. Ebe sesan en nyoma emao. So that baby a ye wo to ye no. Unyi ye no. Unyi ya. Ube kom weni. Ube, you will go up higher from where you were. Am I something good? So don't. Nobody should behave like as if we have come to the world. I'm coming to. I'm very serious. I'm not coming to come and joke. I've come with Bible and these things. You think I'm joking? Look at my cameraman and things. I came here with a camera. As I'm preaching, we are on Facebook. People are watching us. People are watching all of you here. Are people not watching us? Martin, are they not watching? Yes. People are watching. Umba TV so that, but in all your TV so TV you are even on the internet, which is even bigger. Look at me, dear God, what I say. I said, say zealously affected always. Again. Zealously affected always. So, how many of you have a Bible here? Nobody. No problem. Let me read it to you. Galatians chapter 4, verse 18. Ehona, how do you say it? Yensema, Yifri Galatia for Homa. La Shole Boloshka. Listen to me very carefully. Listen, and I'm going to preach. Then we are going to go on break. Who am? How many want to eat? You want to go and eat? Hey, Techiman, is that how you are? Like I said, maybe I'll be in Fimi. Galatians 4:18. The Bible says, but, listen, but, wake her up. Obida on chair, men penny. Yes. Me preaching, come and say, now order. But it is good. Talk to your neighbor and say, tell your neighbor, it is good. Tell your neighbor, it is good. It is good. It's here. I was looking for it, I couldn't find it. It's here. No, that's very nice. Look at it. But it is good. Tell your neighbor, but it is good. Yes. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing. Are you hearing it? But it is good to be But it is good to be zealously affected always. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing. Yeah, well, this verse, we're going to learn it when we are going home. We'll be saying this verse. I'm going to teach you the verse right now. Then I will start preaching. Is it a good idea? Is it a good idea? So everybody say Galatians 4:18. Say it again. Galatians 4:18. Say it one more time. Okay, again. Galatians 4:8. But it is good. Say it again. But it is good. One more time. But it is good. So say Galatians 4:18. But it is good. Galatians 4:18. But it is good. So now we are looking at it, but very soon I will remove it from the thing so that we will see it from our head. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? In fact, remove it from the screen. It's going off the screen. Beautiful. Thank you very much. So Galatians 4:18, but it is good. Say it. Thank you again. Galatians 4:18, but it is good to be zealously affected always. Say it. To be zealously affected always. Again. To be zealously affected always. Again. To be zealously affected. One more time. So we are putting it together. We say Galatians 4:18. But now, but Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always. Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always. Ready, go. Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always. One more time. Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected. Some of you are not saying it. There's no jollof. You don't have jollof in the church. There's jollof somewhere. There's jollof somewhere. Or you didn't bring jollof. They told me that there's food somewhere. There's food somewhere. It's hidden somewhere in the church. If we go somewhere, we'll find some food. Maybe it's not jollof, but there's some food somewhere. One can't hear now. Galatians 4:18. But now, Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always. Go. Oh, yeah, you are tonight. Yeah, what I say, yeah, and that we say his eyes are open. Would that be one? Ready, go. Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always. Last one. Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always. Put your hands together for yourselves. Clap for yourselves nicely. So, the next part says, in a good, see, we are saying zealously affected always. Then, in a good thing, say it. Again. Again. In a good thing. One more time. So, let's say, to be zealously affected always in a good thing. Say it. To be zealously affected always in a good thing. Again. You are sharp. Put your hands together for yourselves. It's working nicely. So, we are going to add to be zealously affected always in a good thing to the beginning. Do you remember the beginning? Galatians 4:18. But it is good. Okay, so Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing. Have you got it? Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing. When you see, don't say that some of you like you are like rap artists. Oh, covers now. Oh, can in ten. Oh, I go in. Young baby, Galatians 4:18. No one homie. But it is good, homie, to be zealously affected always, homie, in a good thing, Home. What do you think? So ready, go. Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing. Have you got it? We've almost finished. Then the continuation says, and not only when I am present with you, all together, and not only when I am present with you, says go, and not only when I am present, oh, rap for no, mo pentema kanina, and yes, sir, and not only when I am present with you, says, and not only when I am present, one more time. Take it off the screen. Listen, the reason why I am making you learn the scripture is because that is what I am going to be talking about today and tomorrow. If you don't understand, then it cannot work. I hear I'm telling you. The topic for this conference is this particular verse, Galatians 4:18. So everybody say it. And not only when I am present with you. Say it. Sister, now oche a money wa infa. Half one in a omo unyebi. A mono yema because mon kebi. Oh, bra we say me show winima. I don't know one kebi. The fellow saying, huh? Ransford kebi. Why? Yes. Mister mono unyebi. And not only when I am present with you. Say it. Again, one more time, when I am present with you. So we are finished. So we are going to add it to Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. Can we say it? Galatians 4:18. But it is good, homie, to be zealously affected always, homie, in a good thing, homie, and not only when I am present with you. Finished. Is it a good idea? Ready, go. Galatians 4:18. Stop. Let's start again. Ready, go. Galatians 4:8. But it is good in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. So we're going to do it row by row by row. Let's see which row will get more rice. Which row will not get egg? Say which row will get egg, but will not get egg. Which row wants egg? Or you want only rice? Okay, so where should we start from? We start from here. So we come like this. Okay, so distinguish gets will start. So Galatians 4:18. Everybody else will keep quiet. Galatians 4:18. Ready, go. But it is good. Zimurifi. Let's start again. Ready, go. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. As it come. We should do it again. Should we do it again? What's your name? Danny. Dana? Huh? Zenith. Is that his name? Zenith. Hey. Put it here. So it will enter your heart. Uh-huh, good. So Zenith, I want you to say Galatians 4:18. Are you ready for it? Ready, go. Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. Please join us together for my distinguished guests. Clap well. You are not. Yes. Distinguished guests, number two. Are you ready for it? Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always. Man, now we are going to say it. Open your eyes. Okay. Ready, go. Galatians 4:18. But it is good
to be zealously affected always in a good thing. Uh-huh.
Okay. We have to learn it. Do you agree that we should learn it? So everybody say, to be zealously affected always. Say it. You see, you, all of you at the back there. You can say it. Your mouth are closed. Ready, go. Galatians 4:18. I want to hear you shouting. Ready, go. When we are doing a speech day in school, graduation, say, my name is Yaponsa. I am 3 years old. The title of my poem is Fox, go into the box. I don't know how you are saying it. So I want to hear you shouting, Galatians 4:18. Are you ready? Ready, go. Mm-mm. Who? Auntie Ben, Orcha, or Emono? Where Mono Munyebi? Omunyebi. Ready, go. Galatians 4:18. Go. I don't like what you are saying. Can you hear? Ote. Ote. No, leave him. Don't disturb him. It's okay. Don't put your finger in your mouth, okay? What's that say? Beautiful. Galatians 4:18. Ready, go. I can't hear you. I'm on. Can I see it? Okay. Ready, go. Hey, me kwaba, me bana some more. Galatians 4:18. Ready, go. Uh-huh. Again. Minty. Again. What should I do to these people? No rice for them. No rice. Do you want rice? Hey. You want rice? Open more. Mama, I'm more Ubedi. And a Canadian. Canadian, ready, go. Minty. Galatians 4:18. Go. Again. Again. But it is good. Galatians 4:18. But it is good. We are here, yo. To be zealously affected always. Say it. Again. Again. Always. Put your hands together for this woman. This woman is fantastic. Okay, so I'll come back to this place. I have to do some work here. Let me go. So where are we now? We have come here. So from here, I have 49 corner. Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. Are you ready for it? Ready, go. Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. Ready, go. Galatians 4:8. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. There are some people here. If I get money, I'll dash you some. Mom free. I have a channel icon. You're not seeing it. Last one. Your last chance. Ready, go. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing,
and not only when I am present with you.
Clap for these people. Here, are you ready? You are like this thing, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen. So I want to hear you well. Ready, go. Hey. Sister Wake can dance in the American. Ready, go. Oh, bravo, say. I'm on your mouth. Unyakusia. Oh, here, what's your mind? What's your coat? Come on, say. All of us, ready, go. Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. One more time. Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. So, but I want you to say it now. I want you to say it louder. Do you understand it? Do you understand louder? Besame mo kan den. Okay. Ready, go. Galatians. And yet Galatians. Galatians. Ready, go. Galatians 4:18. But it is good to be zealously in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. Clap for them also. They are becoming more ladies. See, as you are going, it's like, ladies and gentlemen, they are becoming bigger. So ladies and gentlemen, bigger ones are here. Is it intentional? So I want to hear you. Do you understand it? The way I worn your kaftan nicely, you should see the verse well. What's your name? Desmond. Okay, ready, go. This one's a Norwick. Ready, go. And not only when I am present with you. So let's say that last part. And not only when I am present with you. Say it. And not only when I am present with you. Again. And not only when I am present with. One more time. And not only. So last one, 4:18. Galatians 4:18. Ready, go. What's your name? Cabo. Cabot, like glory. Like cabot. C-H-O-K-A. C-H-A-O-K-A. How do you spell your name? K-A-B-O-D. He alone is louder than all the 25 of you. If I have a prize, I'll give it to only him. All the 25 of you. If I say you should keep quiet now, you will see what will happen. Keep quiet. Ready, go. Oh, Munim Gwasen Ebano. Munim Gwasen Ebano. Galatians 4 is ready, go. I will not clap for you. I don't like it. I want to hear you louder. Ready, go. Yambo yense ma omo anase ma yambo. No, yambo anase ma yambo. Yambo. No, na butre. Yambo yense ma omo anase. Omo ya de. Omo ya de. Ti yambo yense ma omo. Okay, yambo yense ma omo. I'm not happy with what you are saying. Ladies and gentlemen over there. Ready, go. Ready, go, ready, go. Galatians 4:18, go. Galatians. Yes. in a good thing, and not only, one last time, wait, take your time, we know, ferie bienim, o de ferie ebenya enungwasye. It is, you see, are you here? You're going to make me preach. You see, the Bible says that there is a time when you have to be teachers. Are you hearing me? And so, I pay attention. And so, what happens is that if you gave your life to Christ when you became born again, you were like this. As you are a Christian for a long time, you will be like this, then like this, then like this. You are growing, then like this, then like this, then you get to like this. By the time you get to like this, God is expecting that here you will become the teacher of the people who have now become born again, who are like this. What am I saying, making sense to you? And so I do not expect that if a child who is here is saying the verse well, with confidence, with energy, with zeal, you who are supposed to be a teacher, no? Jairofno. Galatians 4:18. Go. Now you're learning like teachers. Please put your hands up for the teachers. These people, they are the teachers. Amen. Okay, so for the one last time, all of us together, loud. I want to hear it loud. Can we do it loud? Very loudly. Are you ready for it? Galatians 4:18. Go. Galatians 4. So you said at the end, Galatians 4:18. Okay, that's all. Push your hands together. Hey. Okay, yeah. Clap for yourselves. So this is our scripture. When I preach more, we'll say it again. Do you understand it? Like that, so we don't forget. Is it okay? So now let me preach for a short time. What's the time now? Yes, we are going to go on break. Auntie Georgina, the break time is what time? 1:30. So give me 30 minutes. Are you very, very hungry? You don't mind me? Teach me if we don't mind when they ask you a question. Are you hungry? You're not hungry? Should I preach for a long time? I should preach for a long time. Okay, because of my distinguished guests, I'll preach for a short time. So I'm preaching for a short time. So now, but it is good to be zealously affected always in the good thing. As here, interesting. There are some important words in the verse that we have learned that I want me and you to try and understand. The first word that is in the scripture that you have to understand is zealously. Everybody say zealously. And that word, it comes from the word zeal. Say zeal. Say zeal. Zeal. What does zeal mean? Zeal. It means, I don't know, you are the tree man. Okay, so when I would say it, then you tell me what it means. So, Martin, if you are the one doing the projector, I want you to type it so that it will be on the screen. We're looking at it. So the first meaning of the word zeal is a big word, but listen to it. Fervent dedication to a cause or to a purpose. Don't be annoyed. Listen to what I'm telling you. Fervent dedication. Michelle was here. Say a castle obi eye zealous ana se obi eye zealously affected na ye ka se nipa no wo ade bi a ye fre no zeal zeal no eye ade bi a e se wo mu ye obi antimi mfa ne ni enhu zeal ade bi a wo mu tie ade bi a e wo wo mu na mo dia yedin hu se zeal ni e wo wo mu no any said ya zeal no emma wo ye onioma esifa. Is it working? You should be coming for me the way I'm speaking the tree. You got small town the way I'm so the first meaning is that the person is dedicated to something. Dedicated means that watun ho amma sadie no. Into your man himself, so obi a NPP supporter. Said ya, say ye NPP cleanup exercise. Oshemubi, NPP NPP keep fit club. Oshemubi, sani pano, ukoni fear or NPP T-shirt, NPP trousers, NPP. Singlet, MPP boxer shorts, MPP pants, MPP socks, MPP shoe. What will be that? MPP hat, MPP flag. Nifi enim no or the MPP flag as saying ho. What painting in them money na? Ukoha osunone kukudu. And our painting fi honi na. San nipano or zeal. That person is zealously affected. Bibi e affecting no. Adena e affecting no. Ye fresh had no zeal. But zeal no. Unti mi unhu. But oshie ni pan ni sadia oye ni nyomana. Unhu se no. Zeal bishe ni mu. But onu ni zeal no. Eye for NPP. Eye o da bo unse ma Yesu. Am I preaching well? Yes. NPP hat. NPP pants. NPP oh. Obi ni shirt see ya singlet in the MVP. Say even if you catch the person's chest and you open, you see his heart. It's like MVP is they've written MVP on his heart. It's like it's inside him. Ain't he always me a cat be bia chen or say or my ninye and I MVP for no ma say my no and I'm before oh be kwa kovutia mwa because omuba chrome has a crana baby on me could be an odium with you. Are you getting the example I'm giving you? Fervent dedication. It's like me, no. Me, I have made me home. Me, MPP for dear. Made me what? That's first meaning. Are you following that? What I'm showing you? Because in this conference, we are going to talk about we who are Christians. Nyankopon Emma. Yen Susono. I will say ye nya sad dear na ye friend of zeal nibi. But ye dear, ye zeal no, ye friend de MPH. What's that here? Auntie, and your ma, am I preaching good? Don't talk. And your ma, ye debe de chino, and a conference with an NHNA, I'll show you. Is it a good idea? Then come for Jesus if you're happy to be here. Some of you are still frowning, I don't know what it means. Smile in the church, oh, don't be annoyed. Felicia, the way you are doing your face, I don't like it. This one is nice. Be smiling. You know, I'll be happy that I've come to Chima and you're happy to have me here. Number two, great zeal means great enthusiasm towards a goal. I will explain. Don't be afraid of English words. Brofono, man, brofono, man, we mu ensho. And yep, she, brofono is not anything. You wait to me, I can't brofono. Catch your youngest, always be a cabra for. Always be a cabra for. Yes. Don't worry at all. Are you in a church? Great enthusiasm towards a goal. What does it mean? So, the first one is that dedication. He has given himself to the thing. Okay. But enthusiasm, no? Nabotre. Tenasiye. Se obeya die ama sadie na wonya zeal na mana onye yes onye ne bokoboko. When you have enthusiasm towards something adie bia o sadie no se o ye nkwan dia wo de ahonden ye na wo ye ntem soso. Am I preaching something good? Huh? When you have zeal for something, o de ahonden eye sadie no na o ye ntem o nye no bokoboko o nye o ye ntem. When you have zeal, so you see sometimes there was some time ago. Nowadays, you guys have different things on TV that they show you. But when I was a younger child, we had program. We had only one TV station called GTV. You understand GTV? Now you have all these different. I don't know what stations you have. You are watching in Techiman here, but we used to have only one TV station, GTV. I don't quite know yet. Now your programs. Program then also, but Obia ne favorite. But programs are not here will be our favorite, no? A be moon favorite. Number one, Akan drama. Different Akan, everybody say Akan drama. Akan drama is people who speak tree, who do a play on TV, and we go and watch. And the Akan drama, we had two different groups that were doing Akan drama on the TV. We had Osofo Dazi and Obra. You are remembering? Yes. And all the two of them, they have a song. When the program is starting, there's a song they start to play. Are you following what I'm preaching to you? Make a zeal once. Say unya zeal emma adie bia. So wo ya adie na. Sadie na unya zeal amma no. Sadie na you are zealously affected always in. Hey. Don't do that. Pay attention. Men feel be a tear. Why? When someone has it, men, don't fall into temptation. Pay attention. Sadie na wenya zeal amano no. So oh yes, you see, their own ni zeal emano. Yes, ye koya. Ose mo dia mon come me dia men kubi. But their own zeal mano no. Oh yeah, one kasa no be an from an sana wire. But oh yeah, oh they are holding ye and we are in 10 minutes or so. So I'm talking about a kind drama. So you have Obra, and you have Osofo Dazi. When they are starting, sometimes we'll be playing outside, or we'll be sitting outside and be chatting, and the TV is on in the room. Then you hear boom, 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 boom. We don't have a pianist, like we play. When the program says boom, 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 everybody say boom, 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 boom. Everybody say it. Hey, teach me before, is that how you are? Pastor Nathan, I don't like what is going on here. Me say, boom, 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 boom. Yes. So, is one of them, when it's starting, you hear, boom, 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 boom. We are going, heaven knows where we are going. We know we will, boom, 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 boom. We will get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know we will. Boom, 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 boom. It will be hard, we know, and the road will be muddy and rough, but we'll get there. Heaven knows how we will get there. We know, boom, 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 boom. So when we are outside and we hear the boom, 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 we hear, then we start running. It means that Osofo Dazi, the Osofo Dazi play group is coming. I understand what I'm trying to say. We don't walk to the, we run. We have enthusiasm for Akan drama. Enthusiasm for is zeal. There's a zeal for Akan drama. Because those days, no, somebody Akan drama now, somebody talking points. Obi ampe. And the talking points, ne koso no. Because we don't have zeal for talking points, we sit outside. My car broke, microeconomic inflation. We are waiting for the one that we have. I think I'm preaching a very good message. Oh. We are waiting for the one that we have zeal for. And we have zeal for also for Dazi or Bra. So we are, when we hear boom, 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 we start running. Then when Obra is coming, Obra, their song is Obra, 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 anywhere, or something. Yes. So when, that one's when you hear it, no? Start running. You too. There are some things, Queen's love, that God wants you to run. When those things are going on, you must have zeal for them. And if you have zeal, we can't open your heart and see whether the zeal is there. But when we see how you are running to that thing, we can see that Queen's love has zeal for that good thing. That's what I say. And you see, what are the things? I will tell you. God is expecting that your zeal must always be for good things. It is good to be zealously affected always in what? In a good thing. In a what? In a what? Yes, so you have zeal, but it is not for a good thing. I don't know what people do in Techiman, but in Kumasi, when in Kumasi, people have zeal for super bets. Aviator. Yeah, they are playing it, they are doing it all the time. If you send, there are some people, if you send him Momo right now, like I've dashed you money, he will transfer the Momo into Aviator or into Superbet. No, I should share us, no, baby. No, try match, no, match, no, baby, yeah. And you lose all the money. He will lose all the money, but who's sending the Momo, Bioma, and no one on the bayer, the person has zeal for that thing. Yes. But God is saying that the things that he's expecting you to have zeal. Am I talking to you here? And I said, I'm not here. Are you, you don't understand tree? Unti tree? By the way, since I came here, she has not minded me that. The frog saying? The frog saying? She doesn't understand what the frog saying? Huh? Seweba. Oti chi. Did you make any oti as here? Ah, do you have me as a own? Number three. The third meaning of the word zeal. Am I preaching to good preaching? Is it good preaching? Is it good preaching? You are sure? Number three. Zeal means energetic commitment to an objective. Energetic commitment. Energetic. And then what? Yes. Ye kase MPP 4 a year nante. Every techimaha akokin tampoa. Nipana was zeal no. For you see, normal day. Nancy free her call Kintambo. Why? It's too far. It's not too far. For human being to walk. If they bring a brass band, pom-pom, 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 pom-pom. And it's like MPP people have arranged themselves. I say, yeah, point here. So, if we have say, and Nantia cooking tampo with a brass band. You see the people who have zeal. This is an energetic. See, because to walk from it, you'll be tired. You'll be tired. Your energy will finish. But because I have something inside me called zeal, that zeal is like a battery. It doesn't. As you are going, it's recharging. Pom pom, pom. Pom pom, pom pom, pom pom, pom pom, pom pom, pom pom, pom. We are going to Kintampo. Pom pom, pom pom, pom pom, pom pom. But when we get, when we see Pure Tassela, Pure Tara, Man Bakon, na pom pom. Let me shake me too so. Pom pom, pom pom, pom pom, pom pom, pom pom, pom pom. To Kintampo. Hey! When you see Fanice Final seller. You buy some. As you are going. But you see, on a no, who say, Obi froze, almost between us, froze, but Charlie, young Kobe. I say, yeah, coin, Kentampon, I don't have time for that kind of thing. It's not because Kentampon is too far, it's because the reason why they are walking there, you don't, and found it's not your thing. You don't have zeal for that thing. But when your own also comes, and I'm not saying it well. When the thing that you two you like, bam, when your own comes, you to your energetic commitments. Yes. Yes. Everybody. But the Bible says in Galatians 4:18 that you as a Christian, that the only things you are allowed to be zealously affected in all the time is something we call a good thing. Everyone say a good thing. So always you must ask yourself, this thing that I have energy, commitment, whatever. Moutier, is it good? Me niya breathing, then they na me diom which na me kono. A then na me diom which na mukwa koye na me so me diom which na me kono. E ya de pana. I'm not preaching well. Number four. Then we go for break. Number four. Zeal. It means tireless devotion to a purpose or to something. Tireless. T-I-R-E-L-E-S-S. How many people are writing? Tomorrow, when you are coming to church, all of you bring a book and a pen and a pencil. Is that a good idea? Is that a good idea? Everybody, because I will be telling you, write this. This one like this, I'm telling you, you must write it, but you don't have a book, so you cannot write. That's why I said the man should write it on the screen so that you can see it. Tireless devotion to a cause. It means that say who was zeal, Emma Adebia, and I say, oh yeah, zealously affected, Ewa Adebi Mwa, oh yes, Adena, oh Mreda. Some of you, when you open TikTok. Usha's here now about 9 o'clock in the morning. We hear me here. Now who said no? Adiachi. Check it time now about 12. Am I telling lies? How many of you have been watching TikTok? Oh, Tejima, we don't watch TikTok. But why they not minding me? Like here, ladies and gentlemen, half funny, half no. I don't know why it's a moon. I'm in America. Half of here, people there. We don't know such things. Here too, we don't know such things. But you people who are here, you don't know TikTok. Sister girl, TikTok, won't say that. Won't be that. Won't you say that? That na me preach. Won't cause a suffer preach. Say it, suffer preach. Preach, Misha. Ah, you are making me sound feel like I'm not saying something that is not true or something. But I'm going to say it again. I want to hear you preach. I said, TikTok na, ubie no anapa wo phone so no. Na born 9 no. Na wo de won sa AAC. Eh o she na. At a point, oyemiye gru say grunum chese come do. What I said, oyemiye grunum eh na me crowd na come I bought saying, o check it time no. Now about 12 noon. Am I preaching to somebody who is here? And oh yeah, be that. You see, look. I know you. In the night, instead of sleeping, many of you people on this side and this side, you have gone to bed after midnight before. Now we're the end. And your alpha hour. And your prayer meeting. Now you TikTok. Oh, share time now. Now about 1 a.m. Unye bida. That's more. Having to watch TikTok or YouTube YouTube shorts and it was past midnight before. At least once or twice. You've done some before. Yes. Zeal But if I call you on the phone, I say, Desmond, it is time for prayer meeting. On WhatsApp prayer meeting.
So far, I ask someone, by this time, the prayer meeting, 10 o'clock.
You tell me that you don't even answer my call. You wake up the following morning and tell me that you were asleep. Because for the prayer meeting, you don't have zeal. But for the TikTok, you have tireless devotion. You can do it. You don't get tired. I don't like the way you're not minding when I'm preaching. No. So I should stay here for some time. Onya sa girl be now ka say oka say open now so say ope o no. Na ha ye din. Every da o catch a girl say open now so penis so no. Unda before 9 da. Every sa time nip to sa time no. First no they were like by 8 now da. Now I die. But if we sad that na girl ne okay say chale me so say me so sano. If we sad time no, you have not slept before 9 again since that time. And a baby, my baby on nae. And I also on nae. Oh me nae. Say we want to drink tea. Say me drink tea. Say my friend no. And the baby tell me ne ko. And kwasi ake kasa number 1 a.m. This is not about distinguished guests. It's you, this ladies and gentlemen. This message is for ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, you're going to school the following day. You don't even know what you're doing with your life. Because you were foolish talking to someone. Why? Because the girl's zeal has entered into you. The girl's zeal has entered into you. Am I preaching well? Am I preaching well? Yes. Some people, it is football. That you want to be a professional footballer. And you go to Yabao Dema, Messi picture, Ronaldo picture, football. Obi, your Chelsea car, Obi Chelsea car. And the enuma adia bakope ena wo utrima unyens car obeto. Hose, boots, shin guard, and a debemium, Jesse, or your goalkeeper, and a goalkeeper's gloves. Sike bia obinyebia, hose, football boots, shin guard, Jesse, stretch, what do you call it? The stretch, the thing they wear under the jersey. Stretch. You have a zeal in football, that the zeal is there. That's why you're talking. House of four goalkeepers from 1962. Have you seen it? Real Madrid. I was Spain. Is it not in Spain? Real Madrid. Coaches are about Real Madrid in from time as team in Chelsea. Unim coaches in the edding. Obiedi. Number 10, almost strikers, almost in nano, optimal bo, bia, analysis. Strike away, say, on the left, on the right panel, optimal de bois, internal. I will say, hey! I'm not preaching well. Your zeal, that's where it is. Your zeal, that's where it is. That's how we know that you have zeal. You can be talking about, you can wake up in the morning and argue with people about football. From German League, Spanish League, Italian League, UEFA Cup, Champions League. You can talk about it. See me. My team that I used to like is Man U. I've not changed my mind. But I don't know whether I still like them. And if you ask me that, what is the name of the goalkeeper in Man U like today? I have no idea. People are choosing teams. Choose one. I've chosen Man U. Sometimes I'm going to change my mind and choose another team. But loyalty, I have to be loyal. So I'm with them. I don't know what is going on there. Once in a while, somebody will be saying something. Then I'll hear it. Then I'll keep it in my head. Am I preaching well? You have a point, you have a cold break. I thought granted a cold break. But God is saying that if you become a born-again Christian, a born-again, Yesu de Munimoja, born in the night, like he has cleansed you. Jesus has come to live in your heart. The Spirit of God is inside you, confirming with your spirit that you are a child of God. God is saying, cupboard, don't, you are my friend. Don't be walking a bit now, okay? Otherwise, God is saying that, Queen's love, a born-again Christian, washed by the blood, filled with the Spirit, speaking in tongues, going to heaven, he must have zeal always for what we call a good thing. It means that if the thing is not good, and from Akuma and NTH, and what I'm saying, no, I'm not saying it well. If it always ask yourself, this thing, is it good? Is it good? Desmond, is it good? Everybody is doing it. It's not the reason. Is it a good thing? The only thing God says you should have zeal for, tireless devotion, energetic commitment, fervent dedication. The only thing God is saying that you can only follow with your energy, with your strength, is if the thing is a good thing. Christian boy, Christian girl, is it a good thing? Eya na se enye ade na we di echi wudi wa ahonde ni na ade echi no eye, is it a good thing? And you see, good is good thing is who is telling good? The Bible. I'm no break time, I promise you, we are going on break. I'll tell you that the last number 5, then we'll go on break. This book here, even some people call it the good book, right? The good book. So if this is the good book, then it is a book in which you can find good things to have zeal for. True or not true? Now, if you are saying, where can I find a list of good things that I must have zeal for? If there's a book called The Good Book, look in it. Look in it. Find the good things in the good book that you can have tireless devotion for. Techiman, look, what I'm preaching there. I like it. And I'm hoping that, see, you are hearing me. You are here. After this conference, you will begin to filter, to separate the things that you will not follow everything with your devotion and with your commitment. No, you will not. You will not. You will only choose the good ones. The good ones. And I'll show you what they are. So, the last one, number 5, and then we can go and drink water. Some people want to go and wee-wee. So you go and wee-wee. Then we'll come back. The last one. If you have zeal, it means that you are willing, you are energized, and you are motivated. Okay, it's like a summary of all the things I've said. If you have zeal, you are energized, you are willing. You see, I like that part. Willing. You are willing. You are willing. You are willing. If you have zeal, you are willing, you are energized, and motivated. Willing. Some of you are in the choir, but you're not willing. That's why choir practice is at 1 p.m. But you will come at 2:30. That one company, 5 choir members have called you before you have come. I'm not preaching well. You're not willing. You're not willing. Me is not somebody who sent me to come here. I came here myself. You know why I came here myself? Because I know that there are some children here who must also hear this preaching that is good for children. Brah. You see, men nye ma me catch yourself oye krasini because me kasa obu befu. But I didn't know oye no. Obe yama ma kasa sa natural. Ye nanti aso toy them so full preachy. Now nanti me huwa bonting. Obe I didn't know oye sa. Kutina say. Ah, don't do that. I'll come to and come and insult you. You say that the pastor came here to come and insult me that I'm a villager. But I didn't know you. So no, men can't say. But we share that. I didn't know you. Oh, me say I'm saying being a minister. I've closed. If you have zeal, you are willing, you are energized. If you have zeal for MPP, you they will not call you that come and let's follow them to Kintampo. You hear, you know, sometimes you don't even know how people hear about it. They haven't done announcement on radio, they haven't done anything, but somehow, because the person has zeal, he will hear it somehow that there's something going to Kintampo, he will join them. Nobody's giving him any money. All the yogurt he's buying on the way. Onani botom sika. And all the DM people phone chisa. Obedu kentampo na sika ni na. Ni botom sika ni na sa. Onya ka sika kra and frequent tampo na sa makin teach man bio. But onono en fa ne ho kra. Ni ni age all kono. Yeah, that's willing. Energized and motivated. I pray for you. May the Holy Spirit put some zeal into your spirit these 2 days as we are here for good things, for the right things, for the good things, for the things that bring you into a blessing, for the things that bring you into the purpose of God. Zeal, what you need to be able to follow God into that thing. My Yehovah has said 2 days of this conference, no, enshewumu. So that you will be described as a zealous person in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord powerfully. Amen. All right. So we are going on a break for a short time.